Esatto, la totale ilias, the beautiful introduction and welcome greeting every one of you. Just to quickly remind you briefly to some of the points that was mentioned, including that welcome. Inshallah, today we will have 11 graduates that will be completing the Quran, the beautiful Quran. We will have 7 graduates that will be completing the Qira'ah in the Riwayat Arabs. We will have 6 students that will be completing the Qira'ah Ashra Kabir. 2 students will be completing the Qira'ah Sab'ah. 4 students will be completing the Qira'ah Ashra Saghir, and 7 students, inshallah, will be graduating as ulama. They have completed the Bukhari Sharif. And now, respected brothers and elders, it gives me great pleasure and honor to have to give you all a surprise, inshallah, in tonight's program. We now call upon one of the great orators of our time, Hazrat Mawlana Suleiman Mulla Hafidhahullah. That's a surprise introduction to our program, into the itinerary. It's just that we're very, very against time. They said that I must tell Mawlana it's just about 15 or 20 minutes, and I found it very difficult to do that, because you don't call a Formula One driver all the way just to reverse a car into a parking lot. It's something very difficult to do, but nonetheless, we don't have much of an option, so we would like to call upon Hazrat Mawlana Suleiman Mulla Hafidhahullah to come and address us for a few minutes, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يشترون الضلالة ويريدون أن تضلوا السبيل والله أعلم بأعدائكم وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, we are often reminded of our moral, ethical and religious duty and responsibility to fellow humans, fellow Muslims, when they are in pain, agony and distress. It is our duty to respond, to assist and aid. And there are a host of organizations out there doing a phenomenal job, and may Allah reward each one proportionate to their commitment and their passion. But have you ever thought and paused? And if not, I ask you to put your thinking cap on and ask yourself this question: what is my duty to fellow humans and fellow brothers when Allah has favored them, blessed them and privileged them? Do I have a responsibility to celebrate in their joy, compliment them on their accolades, or am I supposed to burn within myself and have jealousy within me? We speak about the first one, but we never speak about recognizing. And at the onset, I make my acknowledgement and congratulations to our Ustaz Qari Ayub Sahib, who's heading this institution, and obviously all the other Asatis, Akari Ismail and everybody else, that it's our responsibility as Muslims to share in the achievements of others. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, and that's the humble focus of my talk in the brief presentation, هَذَا زَمَانٌ لَيْسَ إِخْوَانُهُ بِإِخْوَانِي إِخْوَانُهُ كُلُّهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لَهُمْ لِسَانَانِ وَوَجْهَانِي ينقاك بالبشر وفي قلبه داء يواريه بكتماني حتى إذا ما غبت عن عينيه رماك بالزور وبهتاني هذا زمان هكذا أهله بالود لم يصدق إثناني فكن مفردا دهرك وحافظ نفسك في بيت وحيطاني. He said, we don't live in a time where people are honest, candid and sincere. هذا زمان ليس إخوانه بإخواني. Brothers are no longer brothers, never mind friends being friends. لهم لسانان ووجهان. The average human has 2 faces and 2 tongues. يلقاك بالبشر. He'll come to your gathering, hey, mashallah, you had a good jalsa, awesome, great numbers, phenomenal. And you just move aside and then he starts making insinuation, comments, remarks, condescending, negative. And he starts saying the most unpleasant things towards you. لَهُمْ لِسَانَانِ وَوَجْهَانِ يَلْقَاكَ بِالْبِشْرِ. He will greet you with a cheerful face. وَفِي قَلْبِهِ دَاغٌ يُوَارِيهِ بِكِتْمَانِ.
But in his heart there is jealousy that is burning. Hatta idha ma zibta an aynayhi ramalka bizzuri wa buhtani. When you exit from his sight, then he hurls the most nasty things towards you. Sayyidina Ali said, I foresee such a bleak time that you won't able to tell people your pain because they'll rejoice. And you won't able to tell people your achievements because they'll have jealousy. So you'll have to keep yourself insulated, cry your own pain and share your own joy. There will be nobody sincere to participate in your happiness or feel the pain of your challenges. And Imam Ghazali took it a step further. He said, لَا يُقِيلُونَ لَكَ عَثْرَةً وَلَا يَغْفِرُونَ لَكَ زَلَّةً وَلَا يَسْتُرُونَ لَكَ عَوْرَةً يُحَاسِبُونَ عَلَى النَّقِيرِ وَالْقِتْمِيرِ وَيَحْسُدُونَ عَلَى الصَّغِيرِ وَالْكَبِيرِ وَيُحَرِّضُونَ عَلَيْكَ الْإِخْوَانَ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ وَالْبُهْتَانِ إِنْ رَضُوا فَظَاهِرُهُمْ الْمَلَقُ وَإِنْ سَخِطُوا فَبَاطِنُهُمْ الْحَلَقُ ظَاهِرُهُمْ ثِيَابٌ وَبَاطِنُهُمْ ذِئَابٌ. He said, you will see a time where there will be no more unity in the Ummah. You will make one mistake and they will microscopically analyze it, scrutinize you. They will never overlook your mistakes. They will incite people to have jealousy over you. If they praise you, trust me, it's flattery. They clad themselves with an exclusive garb. And not to really clad themselves with beautiful dress, but rather it is to camouflage the beast that is within them. ظَاهِرُهُمْ ثِيَابٌ وَبَاطِنُهُمْ ثِيَابٌ. So there's this external dress in them, but it's not really a dress. It's just to camouflage and conceal the inner animalistic things in them. So the focus that I want to say today, and probably we haven't said it or discussed it, is that let us learn to share when others also achieve. Let us learn to celebrate for someone else. The sign of a munafiq, the Quran says, وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you are told to strive in the ghazawat, then the munafiqeen, they delay and they lag and they drag their feet. And then, فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبًا قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعَهُمْ شَهِيدًا. If you start a venture or you participate in activities of good or they go out in a ghazawa, the munafiqeen set back and then suddenly you had a snag or a setback, so they're happy. It's good I didn't join, it's good I didn't participate, they're suffering. Allah saved me. But for example, if somebody else takes a step and it reaches fruition, it reaches culmination, Allah brings fruit to his efforts. So instead of rising beyond their own grief that they didn't achieve it and complimenting others, they cry and lament, Ya laytani kuntu ma'ahum fa'afuza fawzan 'azima. Or I lost out. How often you find people, oh mashallah, your son became a hafiz, very good. But if this is something, if only Allah blesses you, you can become. You know, it's not like my son didn't try, this is from Allah. But that's almost a way of discrediting you. Allah says regarding the munafiqeen in the Quran, that when they went with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a campaign, and if victory came to them, they said, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. That this victory came from Allah. In Bayan al-Quran, Tari alayhi al-Rahmah writes, that when victory came to them, they said this victory is from Allah. The aim was not to direct it to Allah, but the aim was to discredit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The aim was to say that, oh Nabi Allah, you didn't achieve it. Victory came from Allah. And the proof of this malicious intention was that when they suffered a setback, they said, هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِي. هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِي. This is from you, O Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One incident on this, and then some advice to the graduating ulama. Abdullah Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, one night we were out with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Bakr and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were having some issues and they were discussing some matters of the Ummah. And after they concluded this discussion, they exited and I accompanied them. And as we were walking in a distance, we seen a young man performing Salah, unaware of our presence. We come up close, the late hours of the night, the early hours of the morning, this man is chatting and conversing and making munajat with his Allah. And who is it? It's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. You know what a pleasant sight that is if it was started to just walk through the corridor or come at an odd hour in the masjid and to find the student in salah or to find him reciting Quran or likewise with a parent or a child. It's the most pleasing sight. So we came up close, we all were silent. The Nabi of Allah is listening to the Quran. He said, "Man sarrahu an yaqra al-Qur'ana ratban kama nazal falyaqra'hu ala qira'ati ibn Umm Abdin." If you really want to read the Quran like how it was revealed, then listen to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. This man is reading it. He completed his salah and then he started making dua. And the Nabi of Allah from the rear is saying, "Sal tu'ata." Oh, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, keep on asking Allah, I am saying ameen to your dua. And Sayyidina Umar said, "I am green with envy. Like, oh, Ibn Mas'ud, if you only know who's behind you, and he's engrossed, and he's occupied, and he's enjoying his chatting with Allah. People can chat with haram girls and illicit relations and peruse the porn. We need to chat with Allah." I often quote this quotation of Amir ibn Abdullah Tamimi, who was the distinguished student of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. In his chat and his conversation with Allah, he used to say, "Ilahi khalaqtani bi amrik, wa aqamtani fi balaya hadhihi dunya bi mashi'atik, thumma qultani istamsik, walakin kayfa astamsiku in lam tumsikni bi lutfika ya tawiyu ya mateen." Allah, you created me by your choice. You subjected me to temptations. Then you impressed on me to restrain myself. Allah, there's so much around me. If you're going to help me, how am I going to achieve this? So, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is making dua, the Nabi of Allah is invoking the mercy of Allah and saying, Ameen. Umar radiallahu anhu said, "At that time, I took it upon myself, the first thing I'm going to do in the morning is get up, run to the house of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, give him one big hug and congratulate him and say, 'You are so lucky, you were making dua and Allah's Nabi was saying Ameen to you. I'm happy for you, my brother. This is something Allah gave it to you, I'm happy for you.'" I got up in the morning, I dashed to the house of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He welcomes me in. I tell him, "Congratulations, Abshir." He says, "What's the good news?" He said, "Last night when you were making dua, the Nabi of Allah was standing behind and making ameen to your dua." Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, "Jazakallah, Umar." But Abu Bakr was here earlier and he conveyed the glad tidings to me. At that time, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Sayyidina Umar said, "Wallahi ma sabaqtu Abu Bakr ila khairin qattu illa sabaqani ilayhi." I knew I could never excel Abu Bakr in actions, but I thought in having a cleaner heart and feeling happier on the achievements of others, maybe there's a niche which I can exploit and probably I can be quicker to him to tell him I'm happy. But even there, Abu Bakr's heart was cleaner and he was there before I could arrive there and he conveyed the good news to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So we congratulate everyone and all sister organizations and all activities of good. We are moving in a common direction and we're not rivals to anyone. Let us learn to acknowledge, compliment and praise people. In English they say a proud person is one who feels injured when others are praised. Some advice to the graduating ulama. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, "وَأَعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ أَنَّ النَّاسَ فِي طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْسَامٍ." To the graduating ulama, Allah has favored you, blessed you, Allah has crowned you. Take these three words of Imam Ghazali to heart. He said, رَجُلٌ طَلَبَ الْعِلْمَ لِيَدَّخِرَهُ زَادًا إِلَى الْمَعَادِ وَلَمْ يَقْصِدْ بِهِ إِلَّا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ فَهَذَا مِنَ الْفَائِزِينَ. One who studied and his aim, his primary focus, "Ya Allah, how I can change my life, effect the change in my life, and bring the change in the lives of others." He is surely amongst the blessed, the fortunate, those that will attain success in this world and in Akhirah. The second person, and he sounds a word of caution, رَجُلٌ طَلَبَ الْعِلْمَ لِيَسْتَعِينَ بِهِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاتِهِ الْعَاجِلَةِ وَيَنَالَ بِهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَاهَ وَالْمَالَ وَهُوَ عَالِمٌ بِذَلِكَ مُسْتَشْعِرٌ فِي قَلْبِهِ رَكَاكَةَ حَالِهِ وَخِصَّةَ مَقْصَدِهِ فَهَذَا مِنَ الْمُخَاطِرِينَ فَإِنْ عَجَلَهُ أَجَلُهُ قَبْلَ التَّوْبَةِ خِيفَ عَلَيْهِ سُوءُ الْخَاطِمَةِ وَبَقِيَ أَمْرُهُ If a person acquires the knowledge with the aim of fame, recognition, glory, respect, and he knows in his heart that I have polluted intentions, I have contaminated intentions, if he lives like this and he dies like that, the fate of such a person can be very catastrophic. And فَإِنْ عَاجَلَهُ أَجَلُهُ قَبْلَ التَّوْبَةِ If he dies without changing his life, then the fear is he will have an unpleasant ending. And if Allah favors him with tawbah, وَتَدَارَكَ مَا فَرَطَ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلْتَحَقَ بِالْفَائِزِينَ فَإِنَّ التَّائِبَ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ But if he realigns himself and he puts his focus again, then why did I study and what's my aim of studying? And he gets his focus right, then Allah will forgive him. For surely those who repent, Allah Ta'ala forgives them in such a way that there is no trace left of their wrong. But I was mentioning something here which I read in Madarik al-Tanzil, Abu Bakr al-Warraq has mentioned it. The three Sahaba whose tawbah Allah makes mention in the 11th juz, حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَن لَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ He said, التَّوْبَةُ النَّصُوحُ أَن تَضِيقَ عَلَى التَّائِبِ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ Tawbah is that the land must become narrow on you despite its vastness. You lose pleasure. I can't eat. Why? I've sinned. I can't sleep. Why? I've sinned. We sleep better. We eat better. We indulge more. No. أن تضيق على التائب الأرض بما رحبت وتضيق عليهم أنفسهم and his own self must become restrained and constrained. Thereafter that is توبة النسوح. And the third person استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فاتخذ علمه ذريعة إلى التكاثر بالمال والتفاخر بالجاه والتعزز بكثرة الأتباع يدخل مع علمه كل مدخل رجاء أن يقضي من الدنيا وطره وهو مع ذلك يضمر في نفسه أنه عند الله بمكان لاتسامه بسمة العلماء وترسمه برسومهم في الزي والمنطق مع تكالبه على الدنيا ظاهرا وباطنا فهذا من الهالكين ومن الحمقى المغرورين إذ الرجاء منقطع عن توبته لظنه أنه عند الله من المحسنين This is scary, this is absolutely scary where a person deliberately exploits and abuses the sacred sciences that Allah has given him to gain name, to gain fame, to gain recognition. And with all the wrong that he does, he appeases himself that I have a skill, I have the ability, people identify me as learned. So I am very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, the fall, the collapse of this person is something you cannot amend because he doesn't believe himself doing anything wrong. According to him, it's fine what he's doing. فَهَذَا مِنَ الْحَمْقَى He's a fool. مِنَ الْمَغْرُورِينَ He's in a delusion, he's in a deception. He's deceived himself. إِذِ الرَّجَى مُنْقَطِعٌ عَنْ تَوْبَتِهِ So the point that I say to these young graduating ulama in Madarik al-Tanzil under this ayah in Surah Ma'idah, وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ And they forgot a share of the kitab that was given to them. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, قَدْ يَنْسَ الْمَرْءُ بَعْضَ الْعِلْمِ بِسَبَبِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ Often a person is deprived of the knowledge he acquires in an institution due to sin. The verse I recited, Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَةَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you seen the people of the book? They only received one portion of the kitab. In the footnotes of Tafsir Uthmani, under this ayah it is written, they only received the words of the Torah. They didn't receive the meaning. They didn't take the inspiration. They didn't take the guidance. They sufficed. They made iktifa on the word. It didn't go beyond. The ill effect of this was, وَيُرِيدُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَةَ Because they did not translate it into their lives, they did not effect change, they were ready to forsake their deen and abandon their deen for deviation. I leave you with the last word regarding Hassan Basri, and may Allah make us scholars of that caliber, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take this institution from strength to strength. Someone asked a close associate of Hassan Basri, in a nutshell, tell me the life of this man, Hassan Basri rahimahullah. He said, إِنَّهُ امْرُؤٌ سَرِيرُهُ كَعَلَانِيَتِهِ وَقَوْلُهُ كَفِعْلِهِ إِذَا أَمَرَ بِمَعْرُوفٍ كَانَ أَعْمَلَ النَّاسِ بِهِ وَإِذَا نَهَى عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ كَانَ أَتْرَكَ النَّاسِ لَهُ وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ مُسْتَغْنِيًا عَنِ النَّاسِ زَاهِدًا بِمَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ وَرَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ مُحْتَاجِينَ إِلَيْهِ طَالِبِينَ مَا عِنْدَهُ فقال حسبك يا خالد كيف يضل قوم فيهم مثل هذا.
He said, oh, Master Tani, in a nutshell, innahum ru'ud. You never catch him off guard. He's always on guard. He's always obeying Allah. If you go into his most private life or his most public appearance, there's absolute harmony. There is no two faces to the life of this person. Innahum ru'un sariruhu ka'alaniyatihi wa qawluhu kafa'lihi. His actions and utterances are synchronized. Idha amara bima'rufin كان أعمل الناس به. A believer who accepted Islam, he said, لقد دلني على هذا النبي الأمي أنه لا يأمر بخير إلا كان أول آخر به ولا ينهى عن شر إلا كان أول تارك له. The thing that impressed me about Islam the most is that this Nabi, whenever he advocates a virtue, he practices it first. Whenever he prohibits a vice, he abstains from it the most. وَلَقَدْ مُسْتَغْنِيًا عَنِ النَّاسِ. He kept himself away. He was never inclining or yearning or pining or desirous of the embellishments of this world. وَرَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ مُحْتَاجِينَ إِلَيْهِ. And I found the crowds and the scores and multitudes of people converging at his house. So when he gave this explanation, the person asked him, Khalid, who was a close disciple of Hasan Basri, he said, حَسْبُكَ يَا خَالِدْ كَيْفَ يَضِلُّ قَوْمٌ فِيهِمْ مِثْلُ هَذَا. A nation whose leader embodies these attributes, I can't see this nation fall into collapse in any way. I can't see a pilot, a vessel that is being spearheaded or controlled by such a pilot, by such a person. If this is the leader, then surely that nation and that boat would sail and it would reach destination. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this institution, take it from strength to strength. May Allah give us that spirit that we can celebrate the joy of others. Sayyidina Umar said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ حَاسِدًا أَنْ يَغْتَمَّ وَقْتَ سُرُورِهِ. It is sufficient to classify a person jealous if he cannot share in your happy occasions. So that's the first lesson we want to take, is learn to praise others, congratulate others, compliment others. And Imam Ghazali said that a jealous person is worse than a miser. This thing, and I'm ending 100% Mama, down dead. I was reading this year, there's a beautiful thing in Madarik al-Tanzeel, it's a bit to do with linguistics, but anyway, quickly simply. There's four words here. So you have in the Arabic language, Bukhl, then you have Shuk, then you have Jud, then you have Saha. So Bukhl is a person, أَن يَأْكُلَ مِنْ مَالِهِ وَلَا يُوكَلُ مِنْ مَالِهِ. That is mine, nobody else must eat, only I will eat, it's mine, I have it, nobody else. Then you have Shuk, which is one above that. أَلَّا يَأْكُلَ مِنْ مَالِهِ وَلَا يُوكَلُ مِنْ مَالِهِ. I'm not going to eat and nobody else is going to eat. My thrill and my passion is to die with a heavy balance. That's my excitement. That's the thrill. And the Quran said, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. If you can be rescued and free and granted deliverance of this thing within you, you're a successful man. Then the third is Jood. Jood is أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مِنْ مَالِهِ وَيُؤْكَلْ مِنْ مَالِهِ. I also eat from what Allah gave me, you also eat. And then is Saha that goes beyond that. أَلَّا يَأْكُلَ مِنْ مَالِهِ وَيُوكَلُ مِنْ مَالِهِ. Then I'm not going to eat from what I have. I don't want to. Allah gave me enough. For many years I ate. Now my pride and my passion is that others must eat. So Allah gave me, no, we ate enough. My aim and my passion is to give others. That is it, to give others. That must be the passion that we need to have. So Imam Ghazali said, a jealous person is worse than a miser. When he was asked why, he said, a miser, he mises in his own wealth. A jealous person is almost mising in the decisions of Allah. Like, Allah, you weren't supposed to do this. Allah, you weren't supposed to take this institution. Tartil al-Quran, how could you give it such prominence of Allah? Almost questioning the choice of Allah. And I'm not pointing fingers or casting aspersions, but I think it's an issue that needs to be addressed by and large, where we need to mutually complement one another and how the cause of deen can go forward. With that broadness of shoulders, it will only take us stronger and make us better as a nation. Allah grant us all the understanding, and I congratulate all those that are graduating and all the other students as well. Jazakallah khair.